USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. And Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Vietnam was delayed for several hours as two cases of the so-called Havana syndrome were reported in American personnel in Hanoi. Officials say the vice president was eventually cleared to travel, and an investigation has been started into the illnesses. The Havana syndrome was first defined in 2016 as a mysterious set of health incidents reported by American diplomats in the Cuban capital. The vice president is in Asia to try to shore up allies to oppose China's policies in the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
There are new calls for help along the southern border as some sectors are stretched dangerously thin. Lance Pry has more.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in and debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Ohio State University became the latest higher ed institution to institute a vaccine mandate for all students, faculty, and staff. The school made the announcement following the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Individuals at the school will have until October 15th to get their first dose. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. This as the Delta variant in Alabama is overwhelming hospitals, and Alabama does have a very low vaccination rate. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons, but otherwise doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.